Stick around to get your small business unstuck. More of Small Business Radio with Barry Moltz, now on WCPT 820, Chicago's Progressive Talk.
My next guest is Ryan Demaray, who oversees the SAP Business Exchange, an active community focused on helping businesses become the best run with the emphasis on the small and middle-sized business market for SAP Concur, which is a spend management technology company with more than 50,000 customers in 150 countries. In his free time, Ryan co-owns and operates his own small business, a successful hazelnut farm, which distributes four varieties of hazelnuts to the global market. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Barry. It's a pleasure to be here.
So you work with small businesses at SAP, but you also are a small business owner. How did that happen?
Well, as it happens often, by chance. I really ended up marrying into the family. Met a lovely woman at Washington State University, where I attended college. And her father was in the business. And when he was ready to retire, he looked at us and said, "I'm sick of working. You guys do it." So that's how we got involved with farming. And I've been doing it for about 10 years with myself and her two brothers.
So are you a city guy that became a farmer?
I absolutely am. For those of you that are familiar with the West Coast or listening out there, I grew up in Tacoma, Washington, which is a very urban sort of area. And so I definitely didn't know how to drive a tractor. I had never touched a chainsaw in my life when I got involved with it.
That sounds pretty scary.
Yeah, it was.
Or at least the first time you did touch a chainsaw.
I was petrified, I'll just tell you that. But I'll tell you an even scarier story. The first time I went down, my wife convinced me to go help for a weekend, and we had to do like this pushing where you push out all the sticks, and Barry, they just drove the tractor. They would put it in reverse, drive a huge pile of sticks into an active fire, and then turn around and drive away. I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, "This is it. The father-in-law is going to bury me out here and push me into that fire." But it clearly didn't happen.
Well, maybe they liked your help because you didn't know what was going on. So being part of the farmer community, you have a really unique perspective on this. What have you really learned that you think can help other small business owners?
Yeah, so obviously we came into this, myself and even the two brothers, even though they grew up in the family, none of them really thought that they would end up being involved in it. They thought it was just something that happened. And the community was really important to us. We ended up joining a lot of the local kind of industry unions that are out here, not a union, but just a community and group that would get together and talk about, here's what we're doing, here's how we're pruning our trees, here's the chemicals that we're using, here's what we think is happening with this kind of fungus or bug. And it really helped us to kind of to leapfrog, you know, our knowledge set. Our father had been farming for 30, 40 years, and so his knowledge base was from 30, 40 years ago and his own experience. And so being able to go out there and network with individuals who were using more modern techniques and trying to bring their business up to speed in ways that we were more attuned to working with was really important for us to kind of look in and see how modern farms were running their business versus 40 years ago strategies.
And for small business owners, communities are so important because, first of all, it can be a very lonely job being a small business owner. And the other thing is, as much as people say, "Well, I just look it up on the internet," that's not really how shared knowledge works.
No, no, it's absolutely not. And, you know, and maybe it is for some industries. I'll say that. I think, there are some industries and expertise, specifically technology related, are very good at using technology to share experiences. But farmers, for the most part, do a terrible job about sharing with technology. And so this was our way to really get access to the data and the insights. You know, we're a relatively small farm. We run about 200 acres of hazelnuts. And so we only know what 200 acres of hazelnuts do. But when we can get together with this community, we start to understand what the hundreds of thousands of acres are doing. And that perspective was super important for us to begin to look at it that way.
And Ryan, I didn't mean that you couldn't share through technology. I meant that the way it doesn't work is just for you to Google your particular problem and automatically have an answer. And this is one of the reasons why SAP put together this business exchange, so there could be one place where small business owners can learn from each other, right?
That's Absolutely right, Barry. You know, as it often happens, right, our personal lives blend into our professional lives. And as I worked at SAP Concur over the years, I began to see this opportunity where, again, we would get our clients together in these physical forums, and they would the first thing they would ask each other is, hey, what's going on in your business? How are you using Concur? How are you driving change? What's the value that you're getting? And I saw this really tangible opportunity to say, wow, this is what's happening in my farming community, and it's what's happening in my work community. And because we work with SMBs and they're so spread out across the country, there's got to be a better way. And so I started talking to our leadership team about ways in which we could start to create a community for our users that would help them impact their business, put information at their fingertips, you know, and a lot of the really impactful pieces that we built at the our industry communities, bring that to the Concur user groups. It was a really nice dovetail into it.
When I've talked to small business owners, Ryan, over the last 20 years, when I ask them, what is the single most important thing that's really helped you in the success of your business? They always say, I had mentors. I had people around me that gave me advice and different perspectives. And that's, I think, exactly what the SAP Business Exchange allows you to do.
Yeah, you know, I think that that's a fair assessment. When we, you know, we went through an experience with our farm, and I'll relate this to the SAP Business Exchange, but when we took over the farm, it was 50 acres. And we decided that we were capable of more, as, you know, growth was an important piece for us, right? And so we purchased another 150 acres, and we planted it, and we grew it. And, you know, the correlation that I would say is, you know, we didn't know what we didn't know about growing. And that's often what happens with our solution, especially for the SMBs. They purchase Concur because they think, hey, this is a great technology that's going to help me solve this business process. And then inevitably, you know, SMBs tend to grow or run into problems. And this community helps them to really accelerate through that, to talk to businesses, you know, that used to be very small. You know, Under Armour at one point in time was a small company, a client of Concur's that grew to a very large one. And they're able to say, yeah, when we were going through this type of experience, here's how we use Concur to drive change or to impact our business. And this is the way that we had to add this product or turn that one off or change our configuration. And it is the absolute best thing that's happened for our clients. They might call us and ask us for advice, and we're probably going to give them a couple ways to solve the problem. But when you go to a community who's literally been there before, you might get 20 different answers, and you're able to get a much more diverse idea. So like you said, Barry, it's like having a bunch of mentors, but they've been there, and there's a lot of them out there for you to talk to.
We're talking to Ryan Demery, who oversees the SAP Business Exchange, but more importantly, he's a hazelnut farmer. And he's talking about his small business experiences. I think one of the keys to success for any owner really is their ability to make adjustments, because it's impossible to know, Ryan, given the market conditions, exactly what to do. You've got to learn from what you did and make some changes. How have you really done that, being a nut farmer?
Oh, well, Barry, you're hitting me in a sensitive spot there. You know, we were hazelnut farming is, you know, it's a niche. It's largely consolidated on the West Coast in Oregon. About 97% of hazelnuts, give or take, are produced right here in the Willamette Valley. So it's a pretty small industry. Yet, oddly enough, we've been heavily hit by these tariffs. And so that has been something that, you know, again, it's something happens every year. We had a flood last year. These tariffs have come up. There could be a bug or something that shows up. And so what you're talking about is our need to constantly use the data, whether it's internal data and looking at what are our metrics, how many hours are we putting in, how are we operating, what are the external factors, what's happening in Turkey, and how are they valuing their currency, is the China market happening? And so we use a lot of data to make decisions, and we're constantly looking at ways to create efficiencies in our business, whether it's labor and the work, or efficiencies in our spend. And I'll tell you, those are areas that we go to the community a lot for, to say, you know, hey, it looks like this year we're seeing this sort of information in the weather, the crop is looking like this. Has anybody else started to pull back on XYZ chemical, cut out this work? How can we trim to account for what may be more tariffs in this environment?
You bring up a great point, Ryan, because there's a lot of external factors as a small business owner you can't control. But one of the things you can control is your spending. And I think too many small business owners don't use a system like SAP Concur, where they can actually analyze and get reports on what they're exactly spending. They don't use the data that's available to them.
Yeah, it's a really good point. That visibility, Barry, is really important. As I mentioned, we started this business with the help of our father-in-law, who's of an older generation. He's about 75 years old. Not that that's, you know, that's great. We love him to be in the business. He knows so much, but he doesn't love using the technology that we do, like Concur and other solutions that give us visibility. And I remember at the end of a year, you know, he hit us with an expenses of like $10,000. He said we had to pay him back for, and that was how he was used to doing business. But you know, listen, there was no money left.
Right.
Spent it all on harvesting the crop. We said, you know, sorry, sir, you're going to have to wait for that money. We just can't pay you yet. And that didn't go over so well. So that was, you know, managing a family business, visibility, managing funds, and using tools to do so has really helped us to set understandings within our business and our stakeholders, like our father-in-law, as to how we run our business best to ensure that we pay our stakeholders on time, we have the appropriate amount of money to do things like harvest, which it's harvest season right now, Barry. When we're done with this, I got to head down and get on the tractor.
Better you than me, because I can barely drive a car in Chicago. You know, Ryan, you bring up a great point, because what is most interesting really about this for me is that people a lot of times treat, especially I've seen in family businesses, they treat the family business like it's a piggy bank, right? And there's no analysis, there's no strategy on really what to do. And the more you can look at your data, the more that you can then say, all right, this is what I have, and seek advice and collaboration from other people, the more you have a chance of getting where you really want to go.
Yeah. You know, and I've heard you bring this up a number of times on your show, Barry. I think it was really important for us as a business to establish really clearly what's our culture and what's important to us. And what you're talking about right now, it was important that we ran this as a business and not as a hobby, not as a secondary piece. And what were our goals for the business? Our goals were to create, you know, sustainable incomes for our families and future savings to pay for kids' college, because it's definitely not getting cheaper. And so with that real clarity of what our mission and vision was, it allowed us to begin to bring in pieces of technology to help people understand how it would align with the mission and vision that we were trying to accomplish, and really change the viewpoint of stakeholders that may have been more resistant to change. We said, look, we all agreed, you know, we're in this for these reasons. We want to make money for these purposes for our family, and we need this technology to do that. And that was a turning point, because before, it was just change. And, you know, listen, people don't like change no matter what. And if you've been doing something for 30 years, you like it even less.
And this is one of the advantages, the sustainable advantages that small businesses can have, is they can leverage the same technology that you couldn't afford before the cloud came out, right? They were only for large corporations. Now they can use it themselves. And the knee-jerk reaction when a company wants to expand, I have found, is they want to hire people or they want to work harder. I believe the direction they have to go in is bring in intelligent automation to run the processes that are optimal for their company, that enable their people to be more productive and not just hire more folks, because that's expensive.
That's right. Gosh, are you running a commercial for me, Barry?
No, this is what they face.
You know, and you're spot on. And I think that's what we talk to our customers about, which is, you know, our goal as a vendor, and I'm talking SAP Concur right now, our goal as your vendor is to really understand what is your business trying to accomplish. And we can provide you tools and resources and insights. And what I would say to the listening audience is, you know, the cloud has changed that. It's a new era. You know, SAP was typically used to look at as a solution for only the largest organizations in the world. You know, if you're a global economy leader, that's when you should start to look at solutions like SAP or any of our competitors. And I would say the cloud has changed all of that. SAP Concur has a load of tremendous solutions that serve specific small businesses. This community is an initiative that is specifically pointed at meeting needs of small, medium-sized businesses. And the cloud is what's made that possible. It's an incredible revolution.
And with cloud solutions, you can start small and you keep growing and not have to replace it. Ryan, tell us where people can access the information that's on the SAP Business Exchange.
Yeah, well, the SAP Business Exchange is an active and open community today. So any of the listeners that are out there today can actually go in and check out the SAP Business Exchange. And really what we're focused on there is that this is, you know, we think that there's some core problems that small, medium-sized businesses face on how they manage their cash flow, how they accommodate growth, how they attract and retain talent, and create operational efficiencies. And while they're out there looking around, you're going to find a lot of articles and information, but you're also going to find unique relationships that we foster to help businesses meet those needs. So, you know, whether it's, you know, healthcare and how we can provide you some of those discounts there, or managing your office space or your shippings and logistics, we've actually used the SAP name and brand to create some unique relationships and even discounts for some of our people that are out there today. So you can go right on, check it out. It's free, no cost to anybody. It's only there to help our customers become more successful.
And the last question I got to ask you, I didn't even know there were four varieties of hazelnut. What are they?
Yeah, well, there's way more, but the ones that I know about are the Yamhill, the McDonald, the Ennis, and the Barcelona. And don't get me started. I'll tell you too much about each of them.
Well, that's just nuts. And I've been waiting to say that line the whole thing. Ryan, thanks so much for getting in touch with us, and thanks for being on the show.
Thanks a lot, Barry. It's a pleasure.
Well, I want to thank everyone for joining this week's radio show. I got to thank our sponsors, Nextiva, the all-in-one business communications platform for your small business. I also want to thank LinkedIn, the place to generate leads, drive traffic, and build your awareness. For a free $100 credit to launch your campaign, go to www.linkedin.com/SBR. Also want to thank TransUnion Shareable for Hires, which enables immediate access to employment screening tools that deliver reports in minutes from a trusted source. Use code SMALLBIZ50 at checkout to save 50% on your first screening at shareable.com/SBR. Also want to thank Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Start a free trial or sign up today for 20% off your first 6 months. Go to www.getjobber.com/im/smallbusinessexpert. I got to thank our fantastic booking producer, Sarah Schaffern, our in-studio producer, Lady B, our marketing manager, Courtney Gilchrist. If you are serious about being more successful this year, you got to give me a call. I've set up a private line just for you, 773-837-8250, or you can email me at barry@maltz.com. Remember, love everyone, trust the few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry Maltz on the web at barrymaltz.com, or more episodes of Small Business Radio at smallbizradioshow.com.